rather gruesome, rather wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves, and for the next hour, I've got a pretty great lineup of eclectic, awesome music that I think that you'll really enjoy. It's been quite a week. I don't know about anybody else, but it feels like it's been way more than a week since I last sat in this chair. It just kind of generally feels like time has slowed down and every day is itself a week. But with all of that said, and with everything that's happening right now, I feel that it's really vitally, critically important to continue to peddle art, to promote art, to enjoy art, not only because it's a reflection of who we are, but it's also good for your soul and some, at very least the people I know. A lot of our souls need some love right now. And luckily, 2017 is kind of looking like it's going to be really phenomenal for music, y'all. Seriously. Not only is there a new album coming out from Mother Mother, The Magnetic Fields, and so much more. But Jamiroquai is back, and I'm going to be playing him later, as well as The New Pornographers. They're releasing an album in April. So I've got both of those singles lined up today. But I want to start off the show with the happiest song I know, or the happiest song that I've come across in recent memory, which is by USS, which is a band that I really adore because I kind of pinpointed this a couple of weeks ago, but they make songs that are such pure distillations of what they are trying to be that they're effectively like the origin point. They become such a perfect example of pop, of whatever genre, whatever type of song that they're doing, that no one else ever really has to do that song again. USS has done it. It now exists. And in this case, the song that I want to play is called Yo Hello Hooray. And it's just like the happiest thing ever. It's such a beautiful, distilled example of the really bouncy, awesome pop that I grew up with, sort of in the early 2000s, I'd say. And I can't say enough of good things about it. And right now, we all need maybe a spring in our step. It's very, very beautiful out here in Vancouver, so yeah, please enjoy Yo Hello Hooray by USS off of Approved. After that, I've got a track by Dr. Yanowitz called Angel and a track by The Pretties called All Right, Oh Yeah.
Turn into a mannequin. Take a breath now. I'll begin again. Open your eyes, please. Turn your smile on. Realign with now as well. You start freaking out, wishing you were peeking out. Hold it together now, instead of leaking out. Turn your smile on. Turn your smile up right. Remember the days when your laughter was meant. Remember the days when you did what she said. You count the days till you get high again. Chill out, be easy on yourself. Stop choosing it, suddenly you're losing it. Give it a kiss now, instead of bruising it. By that I mean fear, peace is whole here. Let the past go, boys and girls. You start stressing out, time to learn a lesson. Doubts not in your genes, so please stop your guessing bout. Turn your smile on, turn your smile up right. Remember the days when your laughter was meant. Remember the days when did what she said. You count the days till you get high again. Chill out, yourself. Every day, in 50 million ways, I like to play with each cell of your brain. I call and say, yo, hello, hooray. I'd like to wake up a moment from your smile.
Remember the days when laughter was meant. Remember the days when you did what you said. You count the days till you get high again. Chill out, be easy on yourself till then. Every day in 50 million ways, I like to play with each cell of your brain. I call and say, yo, hello, hooray. I like to wake up a moment from your smile. Every day in 50 million ways, I like to play with each cell of your brain. I call and say, yo, hello, hooray. I like to wake up a moment from your smile.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard The Pretties with a song called All Right, Oh Yeah, off of the album Soiree. If they sounded familiar, that's because The Pretties were formerly known as Bumpin' Uglies, and they're a Vancouver band. This is their second album after a quick name change. Before that, Dr. Janowitz with Angel off of Complete Unabashed Sensual Euphoria. And at the top of the show, USS with Yo Hello Hooray from Approved. So at the top of the show, I mentioned the New Pornographers and that they have a new album coming out. It's going to be called Whiteout Conditions. It's going to be released on April the 7th, 2017. And one day before my birthday, just this past week, they announced it and dropped the first single, which is High Ticket Attractions. And just I don't know anybody personally in the New Pornographers. Believe me, I would tell you if I did. But I just genuinely could not have asked for a better birthday gift other than the surprise R2-D2 huge plushie that my SO actually did get me. But the New Pornographers single is pretty close. So because I love it, I'm going to share it with you. This is High Ticket Attractions. And after that, I've got some super, super cool Quebec funk and some even more cool other funk coming up next.
You can imagine,
Suitcase, anything else can be replaced. After 13 weeks of the best CITR Shindig Battle of the Bands on record,
this Friday, February 5th, is a finale. All of the contestants in this year's round have been brave AF.
So this year's finale theme is bold. Dress however bold feels to you.
And see Mark Mills, Carousel Scene, and Little Sprout do their thing.
Thanks to our sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
It could just be the boldest night of the year.
Saturday, February 11th, George Bear presents Bob Marley's Birthday Bash at the Grandview Legion Hall on Commercial Drive. Come enjoy Jamaican food and refreshments and listen to the East Van All-Stars live. Get your tickets at Zulu Records, High Life Records, and Butter King.
Oh, same as before. Something's better than nothing. Nothing's better than something. Was the same as before.
That was a song called And Annie by Yukon band Old Cabin from their recently released album Saturn Return. Before that, Wizard with two A's with Mountain of the Underground from their new album Starfish Buffet. They are a Quebec funk band and very, very funky. And High Ticket Attractions by the New Pornographers off of, well, right now it's just a single, but it will be from Whiteout Conditions, which is their recently announced album, which will drop in April, when I will play all of it for you because I love them. So when I was putting together the show earlier today, I had one of those moments happen where I was researching an artist and I started one of their songs, and literally within 2 seconds, I was hooked, just all in, absolutely, yes, let's do this. The artist is Tammy Nielsen, who was a member of a larger family country music group called the Nielsens back in the 90s, but now she has her own solo career. She just released an album called Don't Be Afraid last year, I want to say. Yeah, or earlier. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Last year. 2016 was last year. And so I want to play the track Holy Moses from it and continue on with some very bluesy ladies with Charlotte Carden with and her track called Dirty Dirty. And finally in this set, a song that I think is pretty apt for what's going on right now, which is called Love in the Days of Rage by Exit Someone. So please enjoy, starting off with Holy Moses.
Losing my mind from losing your love, raising my eyes to the skies above, but I don't find nothing, don't feel nothing but alone. No time to cry when the baby's defeating, days flying by with nothing new in between them. My soul is wearing thin. Time stretches on, a fool's marathon, ever since the day that you died, God. Holy Moses. Somewhere on down the road, can't be bothered picking up my phone. I wish the whole damn world would just leave me alone. Stop knocking on my door, but nobody can see this burning on me. Back breaking, no one else gonna carry. Holy Moses, holy Moses, ooh ooh wee, have mercy on me. I cry, oh.
I see the way you want her. You're not easily impressed, baby. I got more under my dress, but you won't twitch. I see she's got, I see she's got something I don't. You know I'm jealous in my head, 'cause you'd look so good in my bed, be really like the bitch. So I can cry for my age, my life and my face, and I will wash off all the dirty, dirty thoughts I had about you. And I can cry 'cause I
Get out to Hidden City Records on February 10th and celebrate the release of Being, the full-length debut from Vancouver art rock band Nothingness. The album is available now through Big Smoke Records and is accompanied by a three-colored silk screen poster in collaboration with visual artist Patrick Cruz. Tickets are $10 at the door with support from Spruce Trap and Moondle. Head over to www.bigsmokevancouver.com for more information.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Puck. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
Afraid, knew this could.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That song was called Love in the Days of Rage. It's by Canadian band Exit Someone off of the Dry Your Eyes EP. Before that, Charlotte Carden with Dirty Dirty off of Big Boy, and Holy Moses by Tammy Nielsen off of the album Don't Be Afraid. A couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure and honor of interviewing one of the members of Blank Canvas. Just ahead of their EP release, which is, Critical Unity. Blank Canvas is the name of the EP. Critical Unity is the name of the band. And for some reason, I always worry I've swapped them, and in this case, I did. But I only was able to play one song from the EP when I spoke with one of the members over the phone, and since it has been added to CITR's library, and I'm really excited because I wanted to play all of them. The whole album is really, really great. So in the spirit of becoming a little more politically active, I've sent quite a few letters to my MP in the past, like, month, and several of them have touched on the imminent issue of climate change. I've also been replying back to all of the emails I get from different candidates for various political parties who are running for the upcoming Canadian election in a few years, and have also been asking them for follow-up questions and for details on their approach to climate change. So I want to play Do Nothing by Critical Unity, which is about the issues relating to that. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous song off of an absolutely outstanding album that is on Bandcamp right now. And after that, I've also got the third single from Mother Mother's upcoming new album, which drops in February, which is called Letter.
Motion, land scarred, and we didn't notice.
Vancouver's own Mother Mother with Letter off of, I believe it's going to be called No Culture, their new album, which is dropping in just a couple of weeks. And before that, Critical Unity with Do Nothing off of the Blank Canvas EP, which I highly recommend you go and buy. It's only $5, and it is incredibly, incredibly worth it. I've only got one more song left for you, and then after that it will be time for Radio Free Thinker, but first, let's talk about Jamiroquai. I genuinely can't remember if I'm maybe pronouncing that wrong, but anyway, like a lot of you may be thinking, huh, that's a name I've not heard in a long, long time. Yeah, kind of. For me personally, at least, Jamiroquai was, like, very much tied to a couple of really funky songs in the 90s, many of which ended up on the soundtrack for a rather bad movie called Center Stage, which for some reason everyone my age really loved. He's coming out with a new album this year, and the title track just dropped as the first single, so it's called Automaton. I've been grooving to it the whole week. I'm not even joking, at least the whole weekend. It's just really, really fun, and I really am looking forward to the entirety, the rest of the album. So before it hits Billboard and before it like gets as popular as it, I hope that it does, I'm going to sneak in and play you Automaton. So please enjoy that. Thank you for listening to Particles and Waves. Stay tuned for Radio Free Thinker, and I will catch you all next week.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap.